Day 4. Hello, darlings. It's Julie Renee, your guide to manifesting wealth in all areas of your life. And we're in day 4 of the 21-day Law of Attraction Accelerator. And day 4 is all about energy flow. You can improve the flow of energy in your home and strengthen inner abundance at the same time. This can help shape your destiny, enliven your relationships, and reap both tangible and intangible results. And that quote is taken from David Daniel Kennedy, Feng Shui for Abundance book. Congratulations on thinking big and opening to your biggest, best self. Got a question for you. Does the space you live in and the space you work in reflect your abundant vision of yourself? Take a minute and write down what you think about that. So take your guidebook out or a piece of paper out and be truthful. Are you driving a clean, tidy car? Is there junk all over the floor? Are you dirty laundry? Really, I want you to just be self-accountable. Nobody's going to look at this but you. The abundant energy flow improves rapidly when the living space is simply organized and clean, placing treasured furnishings and knickknacks properly away or in a position of empowerment greatly improves your manifesting power. Removing items from the floor, organizing drawers and closets, are all steps towards proper feng shui in your house, your home, and your castle. 4 years ago, while attending women's networking meetings in San Francisco, I had the delight of hearing feng shui expert Kathleen Horva speak. She is a local, and she is a well-respected feng shui practitioner, and her topics deal with feng shui and the role of proper placement plays in supporting aspects of our abundant life. Two helpful pieces of homework she gave us, and I'm going to give them to you right now, so either write them down, they are in your guidebook, is, and you're going to do this today, you're going to take action on it today, this is part of the homework. Number one, wash the front door and clean the front entry. This action allows new and joyful things to come into your life freely. And then when you complete that, go ahead and check that as done in your guidebook. And number two, after cleaning the front door and entry, make a list of 10 items you intend to bring in. Hold that list to your heart and feel them come into being. Place that list in an envelope and put it under the area where you sleep. Mark a reminder in your calendar to open the envelope in 12 months and see what you have manifested. And you know what I did? I took it a little step further and I got a really, really pretty, delicate envelope, and I wrote it on really gorgeous paper and put it under the mattress. And so amazing that I doubled what I had intended and it accomplished everything on that list. So it's pretty fun to put it under your top mattress and make a little note to yourself to remember, don't forget that it's there. I personally love the system of feng shui. An easy guide, if you would like to pursue this, is Feng Shui for Abundance. You can find it on my website bookstore at www.julierenee.com. I follow the step-by-step guidance given in the book and progress into organizing my entire house for my greatest abundance. It's fabulous to feel in sync with your environment. Five key shifts I made in my home in the transformation process were, number one, the front entry area improvements. I had a bird bath with still water close to the entry of my home. It turns out that stagnant water at the front door prevents a fresh flow of abundance from coming into the front door. I went over to Osh and purchased a wonderful 18-inch fountain, which I placed within a couple feet of the front door, and the fountain remains running to this day with fresh, flowing water. It truly keeps fresh, vibrant energy flowing into my house. Number two, my financial abundance corner was up in smoke. I discovered that my corner that represented financial abundance was where the fireplace had been placed. And it's a wonderful feature, but I was actually burning off my wealth. So I cleaned it up really, really thoroughly, removed all the ash, placed some healthy-looking logs artistically in the center, and then closed the protective screen. I completely cured the positioning with three round crystal balls at the front opening. And in the feng shui book, they give you the cure if you have a problem corner. Say your abundance is going up with smoke. That's no good. So they had suggested three round crystals, and that's exactly what I did. Number three, removed corner-facing desk in office. To have a corner desk is apparently the kiss of death in feng shui. You are facing the corner of the room, which is a dead end, and it means you have no future in business. I immediately, when I wrote that, sold the desk. I mean, literally, it was out of the house within a week. I found somebody to take it off my hands. I said, just get rid of it. I sold the desk to a bartender and purchased an inexpensive replacement at Scandinavian Design. The room at that point had served a dual purpose. I needed to have a movable compact desk with full coverage down to the front legs, covering your front legs, which was an important aspect to avoid attack or betrayals in business. With the desk now facing towards the door and away from the wall, I remained dominant or in the king's position. And I've eventually now changed the room yet again because I have assistants working for me. So that desk is over in a friendly corner for the assistant. And I got a bigger desk that is actually more of a king's desk in the proper position, really owning the room, looking out over the entire office. Number four, I moved my new bed into the proper safe and resting position facing the door. And number five, I began fervently closing the doors to the bathrooms, keeping the shower doors closed, toilet seat covers closed, so I no longer was susceptible to my wealth running down the drains. My house felt profoundly different. It was lighter, and the energy was properly flowing. The transformation was absolutely remarkable. I will definitely practice feng shui in any future home I live in. I am completely convinced it is a powerful tool for health, vitality, and abundance. Now we're going to review the homework. So first of all, let's go ahead and take a minute to write down the increase your energy with fresh gratitude list. So five new things that you want to acknowledge in your life today that you're grateful for. And once you get those down, you have complete permission to go right into the meditation practice. We're going to write notes to yourself to chart your progress. So once you've finished your abundant meditation, I want you to come back to the notebook and chart what I saw during my abundant meditation practice and what I felt, what I realized, and what I generated. So note any changes or results from your mock-up meditation. And definitely do three again. And then we're just going to end with a quote and a blessing. And the quote is from Brian Tracy, and I just am such a fan of Brian Tracy's. I actually got a chance to meet him in person. He's a really just amazing, noble man. He's just awesome. And this quote, "The law of control. You feel happy to the degree to which you feel you are in control of your life." Now think about that. When your house, your car, your finances, your papers, your clothes, when you're in charge, when your body is working well, when you're in control of your exercise, your food, your diet, think about how awesome you feel. It's a really good stimulus for getting everything in control. All right, my dears, may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!